Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm Cornelia, Stories of Hope. I hope that you're doing well and that all is unfolding beautiful in your life. Now, the Stories of Hope, I have four incredible guests today that are going to share their stories of what they're focusing on in their life and what has made them to who they are today. And so I cannot wait to introduce these people to you because they have incredible stories and they're here to help us so that whatever you're faced with in your own life, to know that you can move beyond it. And so my first guest is Joy White Peacock. She's a stress and trauma expert. She's an ex-corporate executive. And she became a shaman and didn't intend on becoming a shaman. So it wasn't planned. She died 6 times and much more to say about that. And she healed herself. Welcome to the show today, Joy.
Thank you, Cornelia.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you here. So my goodness, I mean, you know, just the title of you died 6 times, that is a lead in. Now, do you want to talk about how that happened, or do you want to take us into how you're clearing stress in 3 minutes or less?
Well, the first time I died, I was 15. I flew off a cliff on a motorbike and was declared dead on the operating table for 2.5 minutes. I smashed up my leg so badly that the doctors said I would never walk again. They wanted to amputate it. They did not actually notice 13 displaced vertebrae in the spine, which comes into the second experience. I became a world expert on clearing stress in 3 minutes or less after I was hit by a drunk driver at 24. I'd just recovered from the motorcycle accident and was rocking it in the corporate world when the drunk driver hit me and reactivated all of the spinal injuries. I couldn't speak without stuttering. I couldn't walk or stand for more than a few minutes or lift a glass of water with my left hand. 70% of the strength in the left side of my body was just gone. But the biggest challenge that I had was anytime I went into any kind of stress, the soft tissue would swell at the base of my neck, blood would stop going to my brain, and I would have about 3 minutes before I blacked out. Now, I never knew if I would wake up from any of the blackouts, and each blackout was causing an oxidative stress wall in my forebrain. And it was a very stressful time. So doctors said I would be vegetable or dead by 30. The court-appointed psychiatrist actually suggested that I take up basket weaving so that I could remain a contributing member of society. So I took up holistic medicine. I am certified in more than a dozen different healing modalities. And as I journeyed through all of these modalities on a quest of how to clear stress very quickly and efficiently, I uncovered these amazing epic tools, like how to keep a clear head no matter what's going on, how to clear stress from your body, how to relax instantly. Actually, these are such important foundation tools that if you go to my website, experiencejoy.com, I will send you a 15-minute video that shows you how to do these things. And when you find out how well they work, share them. Everybody needs these tools. So these were just a couple of the tools that I learned in all of these journeys through these wild esoteric modalities that nobody, unless they had enormous amounts of money in at least a decade, could ever find. I was in that position. So to make everything that happened to me make sense, I nicked all the best bits from everything I learned. And that's what I've been traveling the world teaching. I am best known for reprogramming your brain for optimal levels of productivity and joy, and how to experience joy regardless of circumstance. Instead of being brain dead at 30, I had learned how to reprogram the neurological pathways to bypass the injuries. And so I think from a very different part of my brain. I can't do or see a lot of the things that most humans can see and do. On brain scans, my frontal lobes test like an autistic child. But on all of the tests that people consider very difficult, I test as genius, because not being able to think forward or remember back, I had no option but to learn how to think up and look down. So perspective is my superpower. So at 30, I had co-created Australia's first end-user computing support organisation. I was advising state and federal government. I had created an entirely new industry within that industry, which created thousands of jobs. I was the first individual ever to be nominated for an IT&T Excellence Award in industry development. So my way of thinking and how I view the world and any problem in front of me, be it a client with a trauma or a business or whatever it is, I don't focus on what the issue is. I look up, look down, see where the root cause is, remove that, and then retrain the brain. They've got a load of different operating systems. So we've all got malware that has been infused in our brain from day one through society and everything. And when I learned to reprogram my brain, I learned how to treat it like the massively sophisticated bioorganic supercomputer that it is. And so I got a lot more mileage out of it. And that's when I discovered the different virus programs and how to overwrite those programs and how to build myself from the ground up, because I found myself in a body that could no longer sustain any of the hopes and dreams and thoughts or anything that I was. So I had to create myself anew. And that was the first time I built myself literally from, well, not a lot really.
Yeah, I mean, that's an incredible story that just, you know, that you've died six times and that you've overcome all of these things and that you didn't listen to what society told you or what the doctors told you, like, you know, like you might as well forget about it and sign off and, you know, do this.
That wasn't an option to me. I mean, every time I've died, I have been sent back with different skills and uncommon abilities and perspectives to be able to help people. Yeah. So it's become abundantly clear to me, and I am, in fact, living proof that you only get to die when it is your time. And I'm also living proof that incurable means curable only from within. In addition to multiple near-death experiences, each one has put me on a different path. It's been a very trippy journey. I've had six incurable diagnoses, and I would love to tell you more about that, but I think we're just about out of time. There's multiple stories about my crazy cartoon life on my website, experiencejoy.com. But my mission, my legacy, is to empower as many people as I can in the shortest amount of time. Death has taught me so much, Cornelia. We became good mates. I walked with him for 18 months after the drunk driver. And you know, when you wake up in the morning and you don't know if you're going to see the end of the day, you really get to look at priorities for a start and what's important. And suddenly all of the things that I had thought were just so impressive just didn't look so crash hot when I took them to God. It's a sum total. Hey, I made all this money. I busted through the glass ceiling on all of these industries. What do you reckon? No? Okay. So I looked until I found something that I would be proud to take to God. And it was, I made each life that I touched more joyful. And that's what I founded my life on. It served me really well.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful, excellent way that you really, you know, embraced all of the hardship that you were faced with and made a new life out of it again, new life. And now you're using that beautiful new life and your message to help as many people as you can. And I love that.
So otherwise it would have all just sucked.
Right.
You know, that makes no sense at all. You know, the only thing that makes sense to me is that I went through all of this to gather the tools that I gathered and the experiences and perspectives that I had so that I can share them. My legacy is helping other people live more joyfully and less stressfully and without worry. My legacy is talking to the person looking here right now and telling them, you can do anything. If I can do what I have done using the tools that I have learned, then you can totally rock your current challenge. You truly, truly can.
Rock your current challenge. I love that. It's your website handle is experiencejoy.com.
Yep, that's my website.
I love that. Experiencejoy.com. And then are you on any of the other social media channels?
I am. I'm mostly on Facebook. I'm learning Instagram. I don't have a lot of business things locked in because that's the frontal cortex. You can find me on Facebook under Joy White Peacock and White Dragon Risen. But if you're going to friend me, then do an intro, because otherwise I get a gazillion and I don't just randomly friend people. So just let me know you saw me here. And I keep my page so that it's always providing help. Right now I had an extremely scary health challenge this week that has me catapulted into writing my memoirs. So you'll find all kinds of things on there right now, including how to deal with anything that you've got going on.
Yeah, well, we're going to keep our eye on you, and definitely thank you so much for coming on and sharing your incredible story so that humanity, people can really see that, you know, they can
overcome anything possible.
Anything. Yeah, exactly. And you did it. So good for you. Thank you for coming on. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up, bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Do you need a makeover on your finances? Do you have more month at the end of your money? Do you wonder where all your money goes? Donna at Palmore has been helping people since 2015 gain control of money so they can live out their purpose. If you need help or know someone that does, go to ProverbsFinancialCoaching.com to book your free 30-minute consultation.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RT. be our show. Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is Dr. Kate Steiner, and she is a burnout coach. She coaches people on burnout, and she's the CEO of Lift Wellness Consulting. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
Yes, it's wonderful that you came. We were talking before we came on that right now it's a perfect time for you to share what it is that you do with the people, because many people I feel are in that stage, burnout. So how did you get started in this?
Yeah, absolutely. So simply put, I help people discover their own burnout denial so that they can address it through identifying their behavior, preparing for it, and then recovering through a self-reflection wellness process. But I got there by experiencing my own burnout and not recognizing that I was actually incredibly burned out. So about 8 years ago, I was in my doctoral program. I had a really high demanding job working on a college campus with fraternities and sororities, actually, and was in a really unhealthy relationship. And all of these things kind of compounded. And I thought I was doing all the things I needed to do to like be well. I was a dancer. I was doing physical aspects. I thought I was eating well and those kind of things. And what I realized is that, one, I was only focused on that physical aspect. I wasn't thinking about the social, the spiritual, my emotional connections and how that also impacts me and my wellness. But I also just wasn't recognizing that I wasn't myself anymore. And I look back at that and I really consider that a time where I was the worst version of myself. And when I finally realized it, it was watching my mom hurt for me. And when I recognized how much she was hurting for me, I realized that I was in a pretty bad place and that I needed to come back from that and that I had lost myself along the way and that I needed to address my own burnout in order to get back to a better, more developing version of who I was.
Wow. So when you recognized that, when you went to the core of that, like, you know, when you saw that, did you find that that was a part of it had to do possibly with overachieving or, you know, pushing and, you know, achieving and, you know, that kind of thing instead of like looking at really like what does your heart want?
I think that was certainly part of it. I was on the go-getter track, I'll say, to finishing up my doctorate degree, maybe going to a higher level at administration in the university setting, those kinds of things. And I wanted to strive to be more instead of really recognizing that who I am is enough. And I think we do that as women. We're told that we need to do more, be more, be all the things, wear all the hats, be all the roles. But we're really okay just being ourselves and our authentic selves, and getting back to that space can be a pretty tough road.
Yeah, you have to really, I guess that's when the burnout came, so that yes. You can really fully see it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And when we, you know, we've had to deal with so many things as women, you mm-hmm. know, we had to, you know, first of all, not being treated equally. That has been an issue right there.
And yes.
Then, you know, on top of it, you know, if you're a single parent or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, earning a living, making sure everybody's taken care of, making sure that you have enough to go around and that you're okay. Then the self-love aspect, you know, self-care is so important. So what did you get a doctorate in? What what do you study? What do you?
Yeah. So my PhD is in counselor education and supervision. And so I have a great foundation in person-centered approach for counseling and those kinds of things. And I actually focused my dissertation work on professionals who worked with fraternities and sororities who had engaged in the career long-term. It has a pretty high turnover rate. Most folks stay about 3, maybe 5 years. So I interviewed colleagues who had stayed beyond that 5-year mark, had experienced burnout, and really just asked them how they moved on from their burnout experiences. And that developed a model through this grounded theory method that I use now today with my coaching clients to help them identify their burnout and their burn events, help them prepare for those things, because burn events are something that some of them we can identify and know that they're coming, and so we can prepare for them and be ready to recover for them. And the last piece of the puzzle is recovery. And so what are the daily self-care rituals that you enact to recover day to day from just kind of that daily stress, daily burnout, those kinds of things? And then what are things that you need to do in order to get yourself a little more on par? So whether that's seeing a counselor or taking a vacation or utilizing a mental health day, what do some of those bigger impact recovery pieces look like?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful the work that you're doing because, you know, when people come to see you, they're going to come to see you instead of going to see the doctor so that they can get another pill. And, you know, because again, the old traditional way that we've done healthcare, I always felt there was a missing piece. Instead of going, when we go to the doctor and instead of we tell the doctor the symptoms, and then what they didn't say back to us was what's going on at home, how's your emotional life, how's your spiritual life, you know, all the things that
all the other things, all the big other things, yeah.
All the things that you're helping people with, which is, I think, is really, really valuable and so needed in today's society. How do people get in contact with you?
Yeah, so they can find me on social media at Dr. Kate Steiner, and that is my handle on pretty much everything, or they can find us on our website, which is LIFT wellnessconsulting.com.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I noticed I wanted to ask you about this real quick, and that is you use the words burn days. Is that what you said?
Yeah, so burn events. Yeah.
Burn events.
So that was something that I found and defined through my dissertation. And so these are smaller scale, smaller level kind of burn. They lead to what I call feeling crispy, where you're not quite completely fried or burned out, but you're kind of on that level. Think of the Christmas vacation turkey where you kind of, it looks beautiful on the outside, you're holding it together, but if you cut into it, you're just a lot of hot steam pretty much. So these are events that cause us to feel fatigue, overwhelm, maybe a little bit of a burden, but they don't completely tap us out. And so these are often things that we can identify. Maybe it's a family gathering, maybe it's a tough work meeting, maybe it's a really busy schedule at work, maybe it's a chaotic day with your kids where you are, you know, running from every activity known to man to get them places. And then how do you prepare for those? How do you recover from them? And then there are also those unexpected events. So things that come up that you weren't expecting that hit you kind of sideways. So that could be anything from a tragedy to just a really stressful day that just didn't go the way you planned.
Yeah, so that's part of using strategy and also being able to look at, you know, some of the ways that life unfolds for you,
yes,
so that you can strategize ways to bring the balance in.
Absolutely.
So, wow, I love what you're doing. I want to check with the producer. Are we good on time, David? How much time do we have before?
Yeah, we have about 3 minutes.
Oh, good. Good. We can carry on. So sometimes, yeah, we just get so lost in the conversation. We lose time. So anyway, what's your vision for 2021? What are you up to? What's your deal for the year?
Yeah, so I'm really focused on building my business, and I want to get out there and help as many people as I possibly can to address their burnout denial and find a way to develop a their own self-reflective plan that is completely individualized for them so that they can identify, prepare, and recover from these burn experiences so that, mainly so that people can just live happy, healthier lives. And that's my mission this year, is to do whatever I can to get this message out and help as many people as I possibly can to do that.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm going to hold that vision for you, with you,
that you
are successful in that, and bless you in all of everything that you do. You want to give us your social media one more time?
Absolutely. So I can be found at Dr. Kate Steiner. And my website is liftwellnessconsulting.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and
bringing
more balance and more beauty and more harmony into the world. Okay, my dear, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my transformation talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
I remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Cornelia Stephanie here. I'm super excited to introduce my next guest, Dr. Derek Noble. He's an American skills trainer, and he personally endured years of speech therapy so that he can overcome severe stuttering and speech impediment. And that's how he became the American skills trainer. And what he's up to today is just absolutely phenomenal. Welcome to the show, Dr. Derek Noble.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Cornelia. You're glad to be here.
Well, I mean, my gosh, how did you get to tell us the story about how this happened? You had a severe speech impediment, and now you're doing TED Talks and leading, doing leadership corporations and teaching speaking skills and all kinds of things that you're doing. How did all that happen?
This is my story of hope. I went from having been in speech therapy every day to now being a certified speech coach becoming known as America's Skills Trainer. I'm probably the least likely person, I'm fond of saying, I'm the least likely person to be doing what I do as a professional speaker, as a corporate trainer, as a speech coach, because for the first 12 years of my life, I could barely talk. I had, as you mentioned, a severe speech impediment. I had a really, really bad stutter and a bad lisp. Stuttering and lisping, I often tell people, imagine Porky Pig and Sylvester the Cat having a child. That was the way I spoke. It took me forever to get the words out. And once I did get the words out, I was literally spitting and drooling all over the place. So you can imagine how I was picked on and made fun of. In fact, I couldn't even be in class with my classmates all day long. I would be in class maybe for the first 15, 20 minutes of class, and then I would get dismissed to go down the hallway where I would spend the rest of the day with a speech therapist because I couldn't function in class. My life changed one day in third grade. My third grade teacher, whose name I will not call, but my third grade teacher gave each of us an assignment. She said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to come up in front of the class individually, tell everybody your name, and tell everybody what you want to be when you grow up. Now, Cornelia, I had always known I wanted to be a teacher or a speaker of some sort. In fact, my idol was Martin Luther King Jr. So I kind of wanted to be like Dr. King. I wanted to stand up in front of crowds and speak, but I couldn't. I couldn't talk. I was not looking forward to this assignment. What I was supposed to do was stand up in front of the class and say, good morning, my name is Derek, and I want to be a teacher when I grow up. I got as far as the D in my first name. My name is and everyone started laughing at me, including my teacher, whose name I will not call. But once she got done laughing at me, here's what my teacher said to me. Derek, you'll never be a teacher. Teachers have to speak every day and you can barely talk. You're in speech therapy. So you're gonna have to find something else to do. You'll never be a teacher. Cornelia, I ran out of class in humiliation. I'm sure some of your listeners and viewers know what that's like, to be embarrassed like that. So I ran down the hallway to my speech therapist. And in my tears, through my tears, I said to her, I am not going to be humiliated like this anymore. I can't be laughed at. What can we do? My speech therapist said, do you think that your parents would be able to bring you to school early and pick you up later every day? I said, I'm sure they would love to get me out of their hair and have me at school longer. So she said, if you get here early and stay here late, I'll stay and work with you. And I promise you, one day, the people who are laughing at you will be applauding you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And you know what? I didn't believe her. I didn't believe her, but she believed in me.
Oh, I just
and I'll stop right there just momentarily to say that there are times when we don't have the confidence in ourselves and we need to be surrounded. And there are so many people who are not this fortunate. I was fortunate, but there are so many people who don't have people around them running interference for them when somebody says something negative like that. Fortunately, I have my speech teacher and I have my mom. My mother told me one time when I was crying about my speech impediment, she said, baby, don't worry. One day you'll be able to say your name without stuttering. So my speech therapist and I worked every day. I got there early, stayed there late. About 2 months later, I'm standing on stage at the citywide speech competition sponsored by the NAACP. For elementary school students in the Little Rock School District. My speech therapist had signed me up, unbeknownst to me. She came to me and said, Derek, you're going to be on stage and you're going to do the I Have a Dream speech. Isn't that wonderful? Exactly. And your face is exactly my reaction. I'm like, I can't talk. How am I going to give a speech? But I stood on stage. I delivered the I Have a Dream speech from memory. Did not stutter one time. Won first place in the elementary speech competition for the citywide, for the Little Rock School District. I got a trophy, Cordelia. My trophy was taller than I was. And you know what I did with that trophy, right?
What did you do with it?
I took that trophy back to school on Monday. I put it on the desk of that teacher who had told me I would never, ever speak. And I told her the words that my mom and my speech therapist told me to say. I said, one day, you're going to have another student who says that they want to be something. I don't ever want you to tell another child what they can't be. That day changed my life. I always tell people, learn to take negativity and turn it into positivity. Unfortunately, there are some people who are so negative, they can walk into a dark room and begin to develop. But I learned to take that negativity and turn it into something else. I ended up going to high school. I was student body president. I went to college on scholarship. I majored in English and speech with a minor in psychology. I ended up getting two subsequent degrees. Both my master's and my doctoral degrees are in speech-related fields. So now I am a coach. I work with other people who sometimes have a hard time speaking. I am a keynote speaker. As you mentioned, I have a TED Talk entitled Speak for Yourself. So I am the poster child for impossibility. If there's anything you think you can't do, you're absolutely dead wrong. And every now and then, I still stutter, and I still have a lisp, but it doesn't stop me from doing what I do. So there's hope even when you think there is none.
Yeah, it's incredible what you've achieved. Absolutely incredible. There's two things I want to point out really quick. And the one point that was made, the teacher, you know, that said that you will never,
Yes.
That's one. That's one important thing. And because that's the conditioning that so many people have when they're young, when they're open and vulnerable, you know, to our teachers, our parents, our whoever is influencing us, and they say something to us and then we believe it. Right. So that was one piece. You will never. And then the second thing that you said is the person that believed in you.
Yes.
Person that believed in you. Yes. That person, we just need that one person to believe in us until we ourselves believe in it. Because we've been conditioned so much to don't believe. I don't believe it. I don't think I will. Right. But this person that was willing to work with you, and look at you now, and look at how what you've achieved and what you're doing. I mean, this is incredible. I would love to see that trophy. You should be, you know, showing that photo of that trophy. I love that. I love that story.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I, as a tribute, if you don't mind, you know, in addition to my speech therapist, and the people that I grew up in church with, I had a very supportive group of people in church. But my mom, who is now deceased, my mom is the one who said, one day you'll be able to say your name without stuttering. So as a tribute to my mom, my name is Derek Lewis Noble, and I'm so glad you're listening to me. So thank you, Mom.
Awesome. Yes, Derek Lewis Noble. That is beautiful. And your mom, she sounds like a wonderful person. She was a dear mother. And she supported you also and believed in you.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. It has been, 42 years now since my mom has been deceased. And not a day goes by that I don't think about her, because she was always that person in my corner. It's interesting. I had a Zoom call with my brothers last week. There are eight of us. I'm the youngest. And we were all saying, it was something that one of my brothers said, and we all had the same realization on the Zoom call. We all said, you know, Mom had a way of making us each think that we were her favorite. Because we all went down like, no, I was her favorite. And she was the type of person who made everybody feel that way. So with people like that in your corner, there's absolutely nothing you can't do. I encounter people all the time who are convinced that they cannot speak. You know, as a speech coach, I work with people who are scared to get on stage, business leaders, college students, everybody from all walks of life, and they are so convinced that they can't do it. Some of them are convinced because they've been told all their lives what they cannot do. Some of them are convinced because they've begun to tell themselves what they cannot do. So it's those self-limiting beliefs that we have to stop. It's those other voices from our past that we have to silence. And we have to, sometimes you have to latch on to somebody who believes in you until your belief in yourself matches their belief in you.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. How do we tell the audience where to look and find more about you? How can people find you?
I'm all over social media on Facebook and Instagram. It's Dr. Derrick Noble. That's DR.DERRICKNOBLE. And my website is DerrickLewisNoble.com. So you can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, talk to me through my website. The YouTube clip, my TEDx talk is Speak for Yourself. That's on YouTube, and it's also on the TED website itself. Again, it's Speak for Yourself. Over about 50,000 views so far, and it's pretty new, so I'm excited about that. We're working on a second TED Talk, too.
Good for you. I definitely want you to come back because I love your spirit. I just love your energy, everything that you are talking about. There's so many good golden nuggets in what you shared. Things that you shared that will really help many people, you know, overcome whatever it is that they're faced with. And that's the whole thing, right?
I love your show. I love what you do. I'd be glad to go back on. Thank you for giving people like me the space to share their story. So thank you for all that you do.
Yes. And thank you so much. And now your mother, I just want to say one more thing about your mom. She had 8 children. Are you guys all from the same mother?
Yes. We certainly are. So we're.
Each of you feel like you're her favorite. That's something that needs to be written into a book of parent.
Yeah, we almost argued about it. I'm the favorite. But yeah, she was a wonderful lady, and she's still with us in every possible way. Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Derrick. It's wonderful that you came. Thank you. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune into 3 Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. 3 Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Do you feel that you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul. You are not alone. Laura Hosford offers you authentic channeled messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Want to get involved? Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group and get some goddess energy in your life. Women supporting women, emotional and spiritual growth. What's not to love? Just search for Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook and join Laura's growing community of women who are finding that divine love has lived within them all along. Share your stories, your challenges, offer your insights, celebrate spiritual growth. Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook.
Do you sometimes
today.
Feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific
time. Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
Tune in to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne Taylor King and Denise Stegall, committed to guiding your journey through the world through mindfulness and personal care. These ladies are rebellious, real, funny, and powerful, helping you realize your full potential while navigating the twists and turns life always brings us. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm excited to introduce my next guest. We talked a little bit during the break, and I could start crying. This story is going to be incredible. Joseph James Nantoma. He's a real estate investor. He's a mentor. He's a serial entrepreneur, a life coach, and he is known as the Black Mentor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. So we were talking in the back room before we came live, and I was asking you, what is it that you want to share? What is it that you want to share with people? And then you just went straight into it, which brought tears to my eyes. So why don't you go back there again?
So pretty much, my name is Joseph, I came from the slums of Africa 4 years ago to the United States. Just like every immigrant, I wanted to come to the greatest country in the world, to put things together for myself and build a life. So when I got here 4 years ago, it was a cultural shock for so many things. I had nobody to rely on, nothing. I came into this country with $4,800 with a wife and my first daughter. And in 4 years, I have 15 businesses. I set up one of my brand called The Black Mentor, which has nothing, by the way, to do with ethnicity. It's just a black man mentoring. I just always have to explain that when I go to programs or have a show or something. With the Black Mentor last year, so far we were able to mentor over 550,000 people worldwide. I have other businesses that I run and my nonprofit called Prosperity for Africa. And with Prosperity for Africa, we were able to feed 25,000 people in Ghana.
Uh-oh, what happened? What happened, David?
I don't know.
Huh. Are we live?
Yes, we are live. I can go to break, though.
We're live. I was sitting on the edge of my seat. How about you? We'll just give it a minute and see if something happened, disconnected. The internet got disconnected.
Yeah, probably.
We'll just hold on, and hopefully he'll make his way back. Mm-hmm. But I was sitting on the edge of my seat with some of the statistics of what Joseph was talking about with the people that they're looking at feeding and what they were doing. And then we got interrupted. Wow. Yeah. Well, let's give it a few minutes. Absolutely incredible stories of hope that were shared today, all the way from Our Lady this morning that died six times, Joy, absolutely incredible story. And then our beautiful Kate Steiner that was sharing about the burnout and how she is helping people achieve balance so that they don't burn out, which these are powerful, important messages. And then, of course, Dr. Derek Noble, he was also, incredible with his what he's overcome. And it's really incredible when you look at the things that we can overcome if we just believe in ourselves, if we have somebody that believes in us, and how important that is, and that we can achieve many, many great things. And especially now in the state of the world, the way that the world is today, now is the time for us to support each other, for us to believe in each other, and for us to be there for each other, for us to get together and organize and be curious about what's your vision, what's your mission, what is it that you want to be working on, what is it that you want to achieve, you know, so that we can really help each other thrive. Because there he is. I've been waiting for you. There he is. Okay, he came back. Okay, let's unmute. Joseph is back. I've been talking, free fly, just waiting for him to come back. Okay, so you were saying about all the people that you're feeding in Ghana. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah, so last year, through my project, Prosperity for Africa, we fed 25,000 people in Ghana, Nigeria, and Uganda. And I adopted 25 children that I call my children in Uganda. So America and this beautiful country has given me the opportunity, you know, to become every single thing that I had ever wanted. And that is the story I want to share. You know, if you're successful and you don't have a story, you're not really successful. Because at the end of the day, it's the story, how you started, the things you've done, the things you've achieved that you're going to leave behind for generations and generations to come. And that is what is going to inspire people.
Yes, that's beautiful. And so what's your vision for, what's on your goal, your vision to complete?
My vision is very simple. Yep. Help as many people as I can. You know, people are confused. You know, last year somebody walked up to me and said, is the world coming to an end? And I said, I don't know. But what I do know is every single day when I wake up, I want to be better than yesterday. My version of today has to be better than yesterday. My tomorrow has to be better than today. And I try to help as many people that I can as possible. It's simple. You don't have to have to help 7 billion people. It's one day at a time. Just get better at what you're doing every single day.
How can people learn more about you and follow you? I love your brand, by the way. And I thank you for explaining the Black Mentor. I had already gotten it. I already knew that, you know, you were, this wasn't race specific, but, you know, I can imagine some people, they would think, you know, are you only mentoring Black people?
I know.
So, you know, but it's still, it's a really powerful brand. It gets you curious. It was fun. It's exciting. So yes. How can people find out more about you?
My website is www.mentor-america.com. And on Instagram, simply the Black Mentor _. I also have my YouTube channel, The Black Mentor TV.
Okay, definitely. I want to check you out on YouTube because I do a lot of, you know, I like going to YouTube. I have a lot of people there that I collaborate with on YouTube. So we definitely need to check each other out on YouTube.
Right.
So.
I'm already following you on YouTube.
Okay, you are. Okay, cool. And then, you know, at some point, I'd like you to come back and, you know, maybe we have a little bit more time and then we can really get into some of the other things of all the good things that we're going to be doing that one day at a time and everything
first,
that you're doing with.
First, anytime.
Supporting. Yeah. I bless you and I wish you all good things and everything that's happening that is going to turn out for your benefit because I know that your heart is here to help so many people. And I thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. It was wonderful to have you on. Everybody, we're going to close this show and then we're going to go over to another story of hope and introduce you to our next four people, 8 incredible stories of hope today. So stay tuned for the next hour on the Cornelia Stephanie Living Heaven on Earth. We'll see you here at 1 o'clock. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love.
your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.